Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It is 7:02 in the AM. First of all, I have to point out that Greg Finley, the fact that you're using Living Color Cult of Personality at the top of the show for the likes of me just makes it so much more ironic, and I appreciate it. 7:02 in the AM, sun rising over the eastern hills in western Pennsylvania, so you know what time it is. Grinders, it is our time. This is the Sunday Morning Grind. Josh Taylor on the mic, Greg Finley on the turntable. Got some news for you. We are here till 11 o'clock. We are bonus grinding for an hour, and that was a last-minute programming decision, but we'll take it and roll because that's what we do. And because we have a four-hour show today, we're going to hear from four different guests. We got it all lined up for you. 8 o'clock. Jason Rollison, Pirates Guide 2019, one of the brain trusts behind the publication, the man that got yours truly on board with Pirates Guide. He will join us in the 8 o'clock hour. The normal, the usual, however, the heralded return of the Sunday Morning Grind, the first lady of the Sunday Morning Grind, Angie Carducci. She joins us at 9 o'clock to talk Pens. It ain't a normal Sunday without the first lady, right? Angie joins us at 9. Mark Cabali from The Athletic, Steelers beat writer, joins us at 10. We will talk about some of this situation involving the Steelers being interested in transition tagging Le'Veon Bell and the implications of what they can do with that. We'll break all that down with Mark Cabali because he's talked about it a lot at length in the past week. So we'll discuss that with him. However, a special little bonus that we've stuck in, and this is something that kind of harkens back a while. We haven't done this in a long time. But one more last time, we will spin the wheel of drama with Jamie Baker. It only seems fitting because it seems like every time we turn around, there's some new drama that Steelers related, and we got to spin the wheel with Jamie. So we will do that with Jamie Baker at around 8:45. So a lot to discuss with some of our guests here. Plus, we will play our favorite news headline game. Is this a thing? We got that coming up. Plus, we're going to do a little bit of a tweak on how we normally do. Is this a thing? We usually have a couple topics. We talk about them, and we kind of, I kind of rant a little bit about one or two of them. Every once in a while, Greg will stand on his soapbox, and I stand in rapt astonishment and witness it. We'll do that again. That's not changing. However, we're going to make it a little bit more interactive. We're going to take one of our topics from Is This a Thing, and we're going to turn it into a poll question, and we're going to ask you, our listeners and the grinders on social media, we're going to ask you if that said topic is a thing. And if it is, great. If not, great. But it'll be something else for us to talk about. On top of that, we have our hot sheet picks. By the way, we getting excited about the Alliance yet? We getting excited about some bonus football? We getting excited about it yet? We're going to give you our hot sheet picks with those picks as well. So we are still picking football. It's not NFL, but it's still football. We're putting them in the hot sheet. That was an executive decision that Greg made, and I support. So we're going to do that. But we're also going to take a moment where Greg and I will both officially announce on the air. We will both give our alliance to our designated alliance teams. Maybe there's a better way to word that. Tell you what, I'll work on that later. But we're going to do that too. We're going to pick our team coming up here during the show. I know it's been discussed a lot with some of the other guys here on the station, and we figured, why not make our announcements official? We're having it like signing day style. That just passed, right? So we're doing our own signing day, picking our own alliance team special. That's how we're going to do it. Greg's is a lot more interesting. Mine's a lot more boring and probably expected, but that's all right. We'll do it anyway. We're going to do all that. It's going to be good. We're here to 11s. So we got a lot to discuss. Before we get to all those things. Oh, yeah, by the way, we're about 10 minutes away from That's What's Up, too. So just stick around for that. We'll discuss some good positive stuff that's going on. Before we get to all that, I want to talk about, and this is in light of the fact that we are now days away. Days away from pitchers and catchers reporting in both Florida and Arizona for spring training. I know there have been some discussions among MLB's brass about what they're going to do about certain rule changes there's not going to be a designated rule or designated hitter rule change this season. There aren't going to be any new anti-tanking rules, apparently, coming up in the June draft. And that's cool. That's fine. Here's the thing, though. I love the fact that Major League Baseball is at least publicly acknowledging the fact that they have issues with certain things, that they're kind of taking a stance that maybe the game isn't perfect, and that they're acknowledging that, yeah, there's some things that we know you guys aren't happy about, like the fact that, oh, two-thirds of the league probably is not contending already and a pitch hasn't been thrown. Like, that might be one of those things that's kind of sticking out there. I think that's a fair thing to start with, right? Is it unfair to say two-thirds of the league is probably already not in it? Is that fair? I mean, let's not kid ourselves. There are three or four teams in each league, both AL and NL, that you say that team could go to the World Series. And probably one or two teams outside of them that say, okay, I would not be surprised if that team ended up in the postseason. The rest of them, we have no damn clue. We could roll the dice, and we would not know. We would not know. Did you hear that Baseball Prospectus did the projections for the season, and they projected the Cubs to be 82-80? Did you hear that? They don't know what the hell is going to happen with this season because there are so many teams that are out of it. But here's the thing. Three of the teams that are probably in it and one of those teams that's on the fringe are all in the NL Central. Oops. Kind of screwed that up. However, with all that in mind, when you look at the fact that, like I mentioned, two out of three teams in MLB probably are not contenders to win a championship this season. When you look at the fact that more than 100 free agents are still available out there. We discussed this 2 weeks ago when Sean Doolittle, the closer for the Nationals, brought up that more than 100 free agents are still available. That tweet came out 2.5 weeks ago. Here we still are with so many free agents unsigned. There are so many free agents unsigned, you can create four separate rosters with them. No need to worry about an expansion draft. Just use all the free agents that are sitting out there because there's enough to go around. You could even take two extra markets, put two rosters together, and maybe even have a bunch of extra guys that could be spring training invitees with minor league contracts. You could do the same thing with both of those groups. You could do that with the 100 free agents that are still sitting there. But yeah, let's ignore that part. We're going to leave that part out. If there's one thing I could say to MLB is don't blow this. Don't screw this up. Your game is as profitable as it's ever been. Is it the most popular? You may never get back to that point, but it might be the most popular it's been in the last 25 years. Your ratings are up for national games in the postseason. That's good. People are paying attention to you thanks to the advent of technology and social media. Interest in the game is up. Matter of fact, technology and social media have made the game so popular, your own entity kind of profited from it from the technology standpoint. Yeah, MLB Advanced Media was kind of cool, right? That was awesome. Yeah, everybody loved it, and y'all all got paid. So now you know just how popular and profitable the game is. And let's strip this down here. Greg, you're what, 24? Correct? Greg, our intrepid producer, is 24 years old. Greg was not alive when the strike in 94 happened. Put that into perspective. Greg is now sitting in the booth wearing a pirate sweatshirt. And the thing we discuss probably more often than anything is what, Greg? Baseball. We talk about baseball probably more than anything. Maybe college football close second and playing NCAA third. That's probably the order. But I discussed baseball with Greg more than anything. And Greg was not alive when the strike happened. What does that tell you? That means there's an entire generation of fans that don't remember the bad things that happened 25 years ago. You survived when so many fans said they were never coming back after the strike. For the record, my wife, her best friend's dad, every time I see him, he reminds me about how he's never watching baseball again. Every time. if nothing else, I credit him for being consistent. He's an avid softball supporter. Loves women's softball, coached his own daughter. Loves watching college softball. Loves watching the women's college World Series, as do I. I used to cover it, so I know what's up. But he tells me, every chance he gets, he's not going back to watch Major League Baseball. He's still burned about what happened back in 1994. Yet MLB, as profitable as it's ever been, as popular as it's been in the last couple decades, you survived. Take the lesson from 25 years ago and don't make the same mistake twice. Ride this wave while you have it and use it to make your game better. If not make it better, at least make it modern. At least make it enjoyable. At least keep it to where it is still being enjoyed by fans of different age groups, including the newer generation that has now embraced it. They don't know about the strike. You know what they do know about? They know about advanced metrics. They know about on-base percentage. They know about OPS. Some of them know about weighted on-base average. Some of them know about win probability added. They understand the game through a different lens than maybe a lot of your fan base used to. And that's fine. I consider that growth. I consider that evolution. It's funny how a lot of people say they believe in evolution but don't believe in evolving. Isn't that weird? Your game is evolving. Allow it to evolve. But here's the thing. Evolve with it. Don't get stuck in what you were still doing in 1974 when you got 2019 and 2020 on the horizon. And, oh, wait, your CBA's up soon. You might want to figure some things out. Because I'm telling you now, if you're approaching 21st century stuff with 20th century thinking, you're going to screw it up. I'm one of those firm believers in if your answer for doing something, if your main answer is, that's the way we've always done it, you've already found the worst reason not to do something. I'd like to think that the people before the wheel was invented said, oh, you know, we don't need wheels because we've never had wheels. That's the way we've always done it. And the guy that invented the wheel is like, oh, yeah? Check this out. I'd like to think before fire was discovered, if you want to believe Prometheus did it, whether or not you want to go that route, that's fine. That's your own thing. I'd like to think that before fire was discovered, people were saying, oh, we don't need fire. We've survived without it. It's always how it's always been. And the guy that discovered fire goes, check this out. Do you think the guy who actually invented sliced bread was thinking the same thing? Because you think before sliced bread was invented, people were saying, oh, well, you know, we've always ripped our bread off in chunks and we just, you know, kind of do our thing. It's how we've always done it. And the guy that invented sliced bread goes, check this out. You see where I'm going with this? Stop doing certain things because your only answer is we've always done them that way. Because there's a lot of things we can attribute to everyday living now that probably would not be that way if we didn't listen to someone that said, hey, there's a better way we can do this. Or there's a better way we can approach this. Or there's a better way to think about this. Otherwise, we'd still believe the Earth was flat and was the center of the universe. Let's evolve a little bit as the circumstances around us continue to evolve. MLB, don't screw this up. You have a game now that can connect with generations alike of people that grew up as old school baseball fans, maybe listening to the radio. Some still sit on their porch listening to the radio. I know this because I hear from you guys. You guys call us before and after games. We hear from you often, so I know you're out there. But MLB connects with that fan as well as it does the fan that's willing to watch maybe a couple videos off of Cut 4 on Twitter. Maybe they're willing to look up baseball prospectus online. Maybe they're willing to go on Fangraphs and look at some advanced numbers. You still have those fans in a younger generation. You can now span over time and overcome one of several black marks that have been on your game in its history. And you now have the opportunity to overcome it. Don't screw it up. Got to take a break. We got an update on deck. When we come back, it's time for That's What's Up. This is the Sunday Morning Grind, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.